were that? In other words, if I went in for $10,000 bond, I would have to have assets of at least $80,000.
$80,000?
Somewhere in there, depending on my, have I been in the business before? Do I know what I'm doing? So on, so on, so on. So it's all great like that. But I do need at least 5 times the amount of the bond, 6 times.
Assets?
Yes, sir.
Now, $100,000 bond could run upwards of 600 to 800.
Right.
So I think that's something that should be looked at.
Yeah, we need to get that information back.
All right, now, before we lose this, what other areas now? We look at the amount, the Senator Alford's comment in 3 and 4, and now, Mark, Ernst?
Yeah, so we were talking about $100,000 for non-resident.
No, but we're dropping, we're going to
drop the non-resident out.
So then we need to reevaluate that figure. All right, now, Mr. Hines.
There was one other issue that was raised, and I don't know if you discussed it or if you decided anything on it, was whether or not the fisherman should be entitled to any evidence of compliance. Is that, you suggested?
Well, I suggested that might be something of showing a piece of paper that shows compliance, and that's something that maybe there can be some discussion on. It might be one additional way to Senator Halford.
Is that something that we're being asked to do by the affected people or by the fishermen? Fishermen aren't coming to us and saying they want that, and maybe new legislation that we shouldn't.
Mr. O'Connor, do you have a comment?
Well, the same comment I had last time on the sign, but they all flew away. And I've never been asked that, we should have. Now, the fishermen, if you read the law on the reverse side of this, they have to have, the law says you have to have a picture. I mean, that's for the permit holder instead of that. So they actually have, if they wanted to push that law, for a processor and for a buyer, it's a good law.
What picture?
No, it says in the law, Senator, that anyone who, it's for buyers and I don't have it with me today. It's you can't buy fish from anybody without a permit, without the tracker. And actually, if you get way down deep into that law, it says that the buyer, agent, whoever, can ask you for a picture for identification along with your car. It's a lease form. So you could do this if you wanted to.
Maybe that's what we have to do.
But it may not mean anything, you're also saying. Mark, you have a comment?
No, I think.
All right, fine.
It's not something being asked for.
I guess the real problem is if the person takes a rubber check, it's not going to ask somebody if he's got a bond.
Okay, is there anything further on it? Do I gather that you are interested then in having a bill come back and taking action on this, but you want it limited in scope, and we want to get Lenny Boston down to talk about the special committee and deal with the larger issue, but that you'd like this bill back. We have scheduled with Paul. Oh. We'll do it as soon as we can.
I see. Okay.
If we have agreement here, we'll just as soon as we can, we'll get it back before the committee.
I'm sure. I think the debate has been very good today, and I think that we've got a consensus of opinion, and it will just take a short time at the next meeting to put it through.
If that's correct, I'd be very happy to. Listen, I want this circulated to all of the departments so that we have agreement and we don't run into continued problems. Thank you very much. Meeting adjourned. Mark, we'll see you. Yeah, I think maybe that's a solution. And Dick,